But for those of you who don't know me, I know just about everybody. My name's Roxanne. I'm Bishop's niece. I'm the youth pastor here at Christ the King. I'm over the youth and the children's ministry. I'm also the principal at Cathedral Academy. We have kindergarten through seniors, and I'm the mom of three cute, wild little boys. So my life every day, what I do, my ministry is to the generation below me, to speak truth into them, to call them in to who they are, to mold them, to raise them up in Christ, to do everything that they're called to do, that we're called to do, with a firm foundation. So I'm basically, that's what I'm going to talk about. We've been talking about being in Christ all day, right? All day yesterday. Well, that's what I'm going to talk about today, is living the above life, being in Christ. I've got several of my past youth here, and they'll tell you, I try to take what Bishop teaches and I water it down and I talk real fast and talk real loud to get their attention, but try to put it on our level, because that's what I need the Lord to do to me. I want to hear truth, but if you don't know truth, then truth just goes in and goes out, right? So I'm just going to talk to you today about really a lot of the things that we've heard, but how the Lord's broke it down for me. Let me pray real quick. Lord, we just thank you for all that you have for us, Father. We thank you for this moment, for every person who's here, Lord, just seeking you. So, Lord, we open up to you, Father. Lord, just let your word speak through me, Lord, and give us eyes and ears to hear what your Spirit's saying. Amen. In Colossians chapter 2, verse 7, it says, having been firmly rooted and now being built up in Christ. And that's what's happening here. That's what's been going on. That's what this weekend is about. It's about rooting us, putting us on a firm foundation. A foundation that's on rock, right? That's on truth, but not on sand when the winds blow, that it'll knock us off. And this word about being in Christ is the firm foundation. I'm in Him. He's in me. And everything that I do from here on out is from that reality. It's really, and I talk about it a lot with the kids, it's about living the above life. And if you go on to chapter 3, so in chapter 2 it says, having been firmly rooted and now being built up in Christ, you go on, keep seeking the things above where Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father. Set your mind on the things above and not on the things that are on this earth. And that is the verse for a few years now I just can't get away from. Keep seeking the things above where Christ is seated, where we're going to see in a minute where we're seated. Set our mind on the things above and not on the things of the earth. So a lot of times kids will ask me questions or things hit me like, well, what do I do when depression is so thick I can't get out of bed, or anxiety hits me so hard that I have a hard time walking in the room, or anger is this, or, you know, kids are acting crazy and I just want to all over everything. It's not, those are things that happen here on the earth. We're called to a higher place. We're not only called to the higher place, we are seated above this realm. So when things here are chaotic, I'm not really here. I mean, I'm here, but if my mind is here, then that's all I can see, is the chaos going on around me, the chaos going on inside of me, the enemy in my ear whispering all this stuff. But that's not really who I am or where I am. I am seated in heavenly places, and my mind is to be set on the things above. In Ephesians, we've looked at this. It says, I'm going to start actually at the end of chapter 2. So the end of chapter 2, verse 23, it says this, the fullness of Him who fills all in all. So in every moment, in every choice, in everything I'm walking out, it's not only me and Him and me, but all of His fullness is now in me. So when I feel empty walking into a situation or dealing with something, or I can't do it anymore, I don't have to. I was never called to do it to begin with. Does that kind of make sense? I was never called to deal with it on my own. And all of his fullness is in me, and it fills all of me. So I can walk in this things that I need to do from the fullness of him. And then down in verse 4, it says this, but God, in his fullness, but God made us alive together, raised us up with him, and seated us with him in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And so everything that we do, we have to get this mindset of, it's no longer Roxanne doing the task. It's no longer the day-to-day stuff, and when the winds blow, I've got to figure it out. Not only am I in him and he's in me, I'm filled with all of his fullness, and I'm seated in heavenly places, and he's called me to get my mind off of this realm, to put my mind in the heavenly places. So now when I'm dealing with, I'm the principal of a school. Unfortunately, that comes with dealing with parents. The kids are great, but sometimes parents can be very difficult to deal with. So a parent, you know, is coming at you and they feel like their child has just been not treated fairly. And I'm just telling you, if you've never been in that situation, it can be very tough situation to be in, you know. You've got mama bear coming at you from all these and they only want to hear one thing and not what's going on. And it's very easy to operate in the flesh and just put my eyes here. Well, no, the Lord's saying, no, I've not called you to operate in the flesh. I've not called you to act on your own accord. Put your mind with my, you're seated with me in heavenly places. You're filled with all that I have and all that I am. So when you open your mouth, it's not me, but it's him speaking through me. So really, I've had to learn myself and then teach these guys, how do you fight from a place of victory? Because if you already have victory, well then, do you have to fight? Yeah. We have to place ourselves in the heavenly places. We have to place our mind above. We have to open ourselves up to take a step back to let Jesus walk through, and that takes work. Too many times we go, well, I'm going to rest in Jesus. And resting in Jesus is allowing him to do it and being in his story. But it also means you have to put your foot down to yourself. And you have to tell yourself, you got to sit down, self. You got to take a back seat. I'm in his story, and his story is opening this door, right? And my story wants to kick down this door, and this door just sitting kicking down. And it really becomes a fight for victory in the heavenly places. If that is kind of a contradiction, but that really is what goes on. Bishop talked about it last night. I mean, our collectively through here, our families just went through horrible season with my dad passed away. Then 17 days later, Olivia passed away. So, and it hit us all not knowing, you know. Not only am I dealing with grief and my mom and my sister, and then, you know, you got your uncle and your cousins and your family and everybody. It was just extremely difficult. But on top of that, in my own soul, I had my own conflict. I was not only was all that terrible, but for years I knew the Lord was going to give me kids. Okay. And he did. He gave me these beautiful boys. And my dad was the best granddad. And he always wanted to be a granddad. So part of my learning really to walk in victory and to walk in Christ was to go, Jesus rules. And his story is the best story. And I wanted his story to be the best story for me and my kids, for their JJ to be here. I thought that was the best story. How could that not be the best story? You know, but that isn't. His best story for them is for him to be in heaven, and his best story for them is still right here. So I've had to really learn how to fight for victory in that place, how to, when it doesn't look the way I think it should look for us, to go, I'm not kicking down this door. I'm not letting trauma become an excuse for my attitude. I'm not letting what's gone on now be my story. My story's in his story. So if he's opening up this avenue, it's got to be the best for us. But it doesn't mean that's always the easiest door for us to choose. So how do we make those choices? We have to go stand on the truth. We have to stand on the scripture that says we're now firmly rooted and being built up in Christ. We are in Christ, which means our feet are on solid ground. And I'm going to seek the things above where Christ is seated. And he says, if you flip back in Ephesians, where I'm seated with him in heavenly places. And I'm going to set my mind on the things above. That is action that's taken on our part. We can't just sit back passively and go, okay, I'm going to set my mind on the things above, but feel sorry for myself and make excuses for everything that's going on. And that's really setting our mind on things of the earth. So we have to really get this fight in our soul that we're going to put our foot down and we're going to dig into all the things of the Lord in Christ. You know, we're going to put our foot down. And when we have these thoughts going, I mean, the biggest fight we have is in between our ears, right? The enemy just whispers lies in. So how do we do that? We put our foot down and we put our foot down and we tell him to get out. And we tell him to get out. And we tell him to get out until he gets out and leaves. And that becomes the fight for victory. And it's not a fight that we're used to, like, I got to gear up and I've got to just like do this myself. It's a fight, but it's an internal fight that I'm just pushing myself to come to a place to where I'm rooted in him, where my mind is constantly set on the things above. That every time my eyes, and I'm not telling you, all the time, my eyes get brought down onto this level. And the Lord's just quick to remind me. And I ask the Lord, Lord, quicken my heart when my mind and my eyes get set on things of the earth. When I start kicking the door for my story and not your story. When I get, and I can find myself, like I start griping and complaining and fussing. I'm telling you, my kids will tell you too. They know when my eyes start getting set on the things below and not the things above, because I start fussing about every little thing. You know, and I have to go, no, that's earthly places. I've got to set my eyes on heavenly places. And back in Ephesians in chapter 1, when we talk about being in heavenly places, it says, and in Christ, we have been blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places. How do you know that you're operating in heavenly places? How do we know? Because I've had a youth ask me, okay, we're seated. He's one of the youngest ones. He was 12. He said, all right, you're telling me we're seated in heavenly places. Well, how do I know that I'm doing that day to day? And I thought, that's a really, really good question. So I said, well, let's look at this, what the scripture says. Well, one, we've been blessed with every spiritual blessing in that place. Are you operating in a place of day to day where you're tapping into every spiritual blessing? Because when we are, we're operating from a place where we're seated in heavenly places. It says this, that in the heavenly places, he freely bestowed his grace on us. Every situation that we face, every person we encounter, everything that goes wrong, there's grace to walk it out. Are we moving through our day to day with Jesus's grace? With the grace to do it. When we operate in grace, things are easy, right? It doesn't mean it doesn't take work on our part, but it just is smooth. It just works out. It says there's redemption. In heavenly places, there's redemption. We don't have to make redemption happen. It just happens in the heavenly places. This situation, this person, Bishop said, talked about earlier, he has a thing against Amelia. Amelia has a thing, you know, against him. And there's no give or take. What is redemption? Redemption works that out between us. We don't have to force it to work. It just works out. There's forgiveness. There's the riches of his grace. There's all wisdom in the heavenly places. All wisdom. We don't have to guess what we need to do. When we set our mind above in him, in the heavenly places, and we're seated with him, there's all wisdom for everything we need in him. Well, how do we know it's his wisdom? Because we're filled with peace. We're filled with the fruit of the Spirit. We operate in that area. And then I love this. This is my favorite thing. It says, and we have the kind intention, and that word in Ephesians used several times, the kind intention in which he purposed in us. In other words, he makes all things new. All things are redeemed, forgiven, made new in the heavenly places when we're seated with him, when we set our mind on the things above and not on the things below. And so I like a lot of practical stuff. And so all of this has been so good, but I need to know, how do I do Monday morning when I'm not sitting in here in church being fed and I have to go to real life? Well, how do you do that? You take everything that we're being taught and you set your mind on the things above and you're seated in the heavenly places. And when you don't feel like it, you say, my emotions are not truth. This is another thing that I love to say a lot because it's so true. Your emotions are not your truth. This is truth. And so when you feel like everything's against you and nothing's going your way, then you get in the Word and you get truth. We started with, you're rooted and grounded in Him, His truth, the rock on which we stand. And too many times we let our emotions dictate on what we think God wants for us. And I can, everybody knows your emotions, they can't be true. They're like quicksand. And they'll pull you under, pop you up, pull you under. And the best way I can describe that was everybody knows, huge Alabama fan. Several years ago, we were playing Georgia for the national championship. And I was watching the game with TC and Craig and Kelly. We were all having a good time, and Alabama was up. And we were feeling great. Then all of a sudden, Georgia scores, and we're just down. Well, then we miss a field goal, and Craig and I were like, that's it. We've lost the game. We've lost the game. And then somehow we tie it back up, and then they pull ahead, and it's the Tua takes the sack, and it's 3rd and 17, and we're both going, there's no way. We've lost. We've given up. We just lost. And he throws that touchdown pass, and we win. And you know what we're all doing? Jumping up and down, screaming, because our emotions aren't truth. I mean, in a span of 3 minutes, I'm high to low, high to low, high to low, high to low. And it just reminded me days later that we cannot stand on our emotions. And too many times, that's what we do. How we feel is not the truth about us. How we feel is not what Jesus says about us. If we feel one way, how do we know what Jesus is saying about us? We get in His Word until we get a word from Him. And then that's the truth we stand on. That's getting our emotions keep us here on earthly places. How do we set our eyes on things above? Well, one, we can't trust our emotions. We got to get out of our emotions. And the other thing that the Lord was just reminding me too, when I was, you know, just thinking about what I was going to talk about and how to do this day to day, is too many times we go, okay, I hear you, but I've blown it so bad that there's no way I'm seated in heavenly places in that moment. I mean, we feel like that, right? Like, I'm in this pig pen because of myself and my choices and my stuff. I'm owning that I got myself here, and so I have to be here because that's what I've earned and that's what I deserved. And y'all, that is a lie from the enemy. He wants us to put ourselves in the pig pen because he knows God's best for us. He knows who we are. He knows what we're called to be. And the enemy is a liar and will do anything and everything to keep every one of us out of heavenly places, right? So we have to know, again, truth. And my favorite truth to come back to, when I feel like I have messed up so bad, I've done it to myself, I've made bad choices and bad attitudes, and I've just chosen bad, just, and I think, I just can't get myself out of there. The rock on which I stand is Song of Solomon, chapter 4, verse 7. And this is what Jesus says about us. You are altogether beautiful, my darling, and there's no spot or blemish in you. See, the enemy wants us to see every blemish that we have, every spot that we have, so that we say, she may can go to heavenly places and keep her mind on the things above and operate in Christ, but you've blown it so bad, he really doesn't want you to. That's what the enemy wants us to think. That's where he wants to keep us down. But Jesus, the truth says this, I know your stuff. I know all your junk. I know who you are. I've known you before the foundation of the earth, and this is how I see you, all together beautiful, without a spot or without a blemish in you. There's nothing you have done, you can think, or will do that keeps me thinking anything different from you. So we have to really set our mind on things like this, the things above, and keep our mind set on the things above, or else we'll let the enemy drag us into a place to where we're not seated in heavenly places. I'm going to end with this. One thing I've been teaching my youth about heavenly places, and because it was Foster who said, well, what do you mean? What does that mean, being in a heavenly place all the time? And I said, all right, Foster, that's a good question. And so I said, it's kind of like this, the picture the Lord gave me. We're called to live in the biggest mansion set up on the hill with everything we ever wanted. He says this, in the heavenly places, there's every spiritual blessing. That is who every one of us are called to be, the realm we're called to live in at all times, regardless of our job, regardless of how crazy our kids are acting, or we got younger people, or how, if your parents are acting kind of crazy to you, whatever your situation is, right? We're called to live in this mansion, but what we let the enemy do is make us feel unworthy, and instead we live out in the pig pen outside with the pigs. With the mansion here, the heavenly places, we find ourselves living day to day in the pig pen because we feel like that's all we deserve. And he went, oh gosh, that makes a lot of sense. And I said, well, it does for me too. I'd never thought about it that way. But it does make a lot of sense. We're not called to live in the pig pen. We're not called to the things of this earth. We're called to live every moment of every day with every spiritual blessing, with our eyes fixed on what Jesus is saying, based on truth and not based on our emotions. With remembering what he says about us, we can't mess up enough. He knew us before the foundations of the earth. He knew us, everything about us, before we were even birthed here on this earth. And there's nothing we can do, nothing that we can think that'll change his thought that we're not altogether beautiful without a spot or blemish. And so I get passionate, not just to talk about it with anybody, but I want to see the generations below me, from we talk about at church, from our nursery age all the way up, to walk in who they're called to be. You know, not to settle for anything less than Jesus's absolute best for us. And the great news is this, his absolute best is seated with him at the right hand of the Father in heavenly places. And you can't get any better than that, right? And so that's my 10-15 minute take on being in Christ, you know. But it's so important. It's just so important for us to keep our eyes every moment. We get an attitude, catch it. Catch the little foxes, right? Because it says in Song of Solomon that they ruin the vineyard. Catch those things and place our eyes above. He's in us and we're in him. And it's no longer me who does, but like Bishop said last night, we who do. I no longer have to. It's me and him and me. And all I have to do to fight to be at that place is to put my foot down and to keep saying no to the enemy, that I will not listen to his lies and I will not give in and live in the pig pen when he's called me at all times to live in heavenly places. Amen? All right. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit.